Blog Talk Radio.
Pleasure to be back on the air this week. We were experiencing some minor technical difficulties. We're still working out different things with new software. We give God praise this morning, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. There's a song that's just ringing in my heart. It's only about a minute long, but it simply says to the Lord, I love you. So we're going to hear this real quick. Just call it, I love you. Put your minds on the Lord. Think on the goodness of God and how much he loves you. And then we're going to come right back. We have a powerful word today dealing with the promise, delayed but not denied. There's no easy road to spiritual maturity. It's going to be an outstanding, we're an outstanding time with different music. We are so happy to be here. God bless you. Real quick, we're just going to hear this word, I love you, this quick song, I love you. That's by an artist named Miranda Forney. And she will be on the show March 4th. I am so excited to be having her on. She is based out of Houston, Texas. A dynamic singer that I was blessed to come across about a month ago. And we've been in touch with her and her management people. And she's going to be a special guest on March 4th. Amazing, amazing songstress and gift from God. We are going to deal with the word today about the promise. Many, many times God gives us a promise, or there's a call on our life. It can be a ministry call. It might be a different kind of call. Or you could have a vision for something, a promise given to you. And it seems like it has been so long for this promise to come to pass. I want to encourage you today to know that a promise delayed is not denied. I'm going to say that again real quick. A promise delayed is not denied. Many times on the way to the promise, there has to be an interchange, a change of heart, a change of attitude. There has to be a change of character in some ways. A maturing has to take place in some areas before God can cause the manifestation of the promise or open the road to the vision that he has given you. And that road to spiritual maturity is a long and winding road that sometimes seems as if it is too much to bear, as if you're never going to get through it. But I want you to be encouraged today, because not only is it within you to make it, but the Lord himself has faith in you that you will get through it and then be able to encourage and help someone else. In the word, there's a man named Joseph, and Joseph had a dream. It was a dream about a promise that God had given him, that one day he would be the head over all the land. And in that dream, he saw himself going from his father's farm to the head of Egypt. And 13 years passed before the manifestation of this dream, but there had to be a maturing process that had to take place in Joseph. He had to learn some things along the way, how to manage money, how to handle business. He had to have his character developed. Then when he finally got to the promise, he would be able to handle it. David, anointed king as a child, and before he got to the palace, was hiding out in caves. There was a maturing that had to take place. But we're going to deal with a man named Peter. Peter, I like Peter personally because Peter is what I call an everyday man. Peter was a man that loved God. Peter was a man that was very passionate about the things he did. But at the same time, Peter was rough around the edges. Peter cussed you out, cut your ear off. Peter jumped down your throat. Peter was one to always want to jump and do something first. He was impulsive. That's kind of why I like Peter. Sounds a little bit like myself. But Peter is who we're going to deal with today, because I want you to understand, I want to encourage you to know that your promise is not denied. You're just going through a maturing process. You're going through a time where God is molding and shaping some things in you. So real quick, if you have your word, could you turn to Matthew 16. We Matthew chapter 16. I want to give everybody the call-in number. If you wanted to call in with prayer requests or to ask questions, that number is 602-753-1822. We definitely welcome all call-ins. If you want to call in or comment, share a testimony, we appreciate it. We have a prayer hotline with intercessors that are waiting to pray for you. And you can, if you don't want to call in, you can write your prayer request to us at expectantfaith.org. That's expectantfaith.org. And on there, you will see a place for prayer requests, and we will definitely have people praying for you. Matthew chapter 16 is where we are going, and we're also going to be at Luke in a minute, but just to get started, Matthew, I like to give people time to get where they're going. In Matthew chapter 16, Jesus is talking to the disciples, and he asks a question. He says, "Who do you say I am?" in verse 15. And Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." Now right here comes the promise, or the declaration, the decree. He says in verse 18, "And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church." You are Peter. And upon this rock, this truth that you have stated, the truth that you have stated about who I am, upon the solid rock of your confession, I will build my church. Peter, I'm going to use you to take my word to the nations. I'm going to use you and so many others, but I'm going to use you to build my church. I'm going to anoint you. I'm going to empower you. I'm going to bless you to accomplish great purpose for me. Now, that's a heck of a promise. That's a heck of a statement that he makes to Peter right there. Mind-boggling. Now, it's not just Peter, because now we are the Peters of this day. And so he gives Peter this word, he gives Peter this promise, and that sounds mighty great. It sounds wonderful. He goes on in verse 19 and he says, "And I will give you the keys of the kingdom." Keys right here denotes authority. Through Peter, a representative of the church throughout the ages, Jesus is passing on to his church his authority to fulfill his word and his plans. So he says, "Peter, upon that truth that my Father revealed to you about who I am, I'm going to use you in a mighty way. I'm going to give you the keys of the kingdom, the authority to operate in my name. and to accomplish great things for me, for my glory. Well, that's a wonderful thing. Sounds great. Everybody would say hallelujah, praise the Lord. Everybody say, wow, that's an awesome prophetic word. However, here comes the but. But before Peter can do these things, before he can walk in the promise, he has some growing to do. When Joseph had his dream, that's a wonderful dream. Wow. I'm going to be head over the land. Wow, God is going to use me to help people get fed during a great famine in the land. Joseph did many things. But before he could go from the get to the palace, there was going to be some pit time. There was going to be some slavery time. There was going to be some jail time. There's some in-between time from the declaration of the promise to the manifestation of the promise. It's called the in-between time. That's the road of spiritual maturity. Some of you are on that road to spiritual maturity to get to the place of the promise. And so this thing starts off with Peter. So many times that promise that God has given you, that vision that you have in your heart, that desire to walk in the change God has shown you that seems to be taking so very long, is not denied. It's simply delayed because there are some issues that have to be worked out. There's some growing and some molding and some training that needs to take place. And sometimes on the way to the promise, on the way to fulfill your purpose, on the way to the manifestation of that prophetic word that you might have received, on the way to the manifestation of the plan God has for you, for your victory, there are some issues God has to deal with in each of us. And as God is dealing with the issues of our heart or our character flaws, see, he has to deal with these things because he knows that they will hinder us or cause greater problems later. We may not understand why we're going through or why the road seems so hard, but if God doesn't deal with our character flaws, deal with some of the things that are within us, later on when we get down the road, it will hinder us and cause a greater problem. So God in his love says, I can't allow that yet because I want you to be able to handle what I have for you. My God, I thank God for his love. Now, so here Peter gets this great promise. Peter gets this great word in Matthew 16. Now flip with me real quick to Matthew 26. Here's where stuff starts. In Matthew 26, we're going to look at verse 31. My Lord. In verse 31, Jesus is again talking. And he says, all of you will be made to stumble because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee. Here come Peter. Now he's talking to everybody, but here come Peter. Peter answered and said to him, even if all are made to stumble because of you, I will never be made to stumble. Now, while that may sound good, it's also a very arrogant statement. A few years back, I made a statement similar like that to God. I was traveling and preaching. God had had us in Africa and Bangladesh and Haiti, different places. And I was preaching and ministering and doing wonderful things. And I made an arrogant statement. I said, man, one day, me and the person were talking. I said, I have the faith to believe God for anything. Can't nothing rock my faith. Well, lo and behold, little did I know, there was some stuff coming down the line that rocked me to my core. And God was beginning to show me some flaws that I had in my character, some flaws that I had that needed to be worked on, that needed to be worked out. So here's Peter right here. And he says, notice he says, even if all are made to stumble, I will never stumble. That's a very arrogance. Peter had an arrogance problem. There's a verse in God's word, it says, be careful how strong you think you are, lest ye fall. We have to always realize that our strength comes from God. Our faith comes from God. All that I am, all that I can be, everything that I'm able to do is because God strengthens me and empowers me, and by his grace keeps me. So he goes on. Jesus said to him, assuredly. Now, I love the start of that. When Jesus starts talking, he says, assuredly. He said, no, man, I'm telling you for sure. He said, I hear what you're saying, Peter, but you need to pay attention. I'm telling you that this night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. Peter goes on to say, even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you. Now, all the other disciples jump in, and so did all the disciples. So right here now, Peter's about to enter a road that he has no idea. My God, a maturing process is about to take place. Peter's about to hit a place where he's going to feel like all hope is lost. There's no way out. There's no way up. I can't make it. But oh, I'm about to show you something from the Lord. It is the absolute faith that Christ has in us because of his love for us and his prayer for us, that he prayed for us. So here we are. The rooster hasn't crowed yet, but Jesus has let him know, before this night is over, you're going to deny me. Now, mind you, he still gave him the promise back over in chapter 16 of what all he was going to do with Peter, how greatly he was going to use Peter. He gave him his promise. Going back to Joseph, he had this promise. And the first step toward the promise was Joseph being thrown in a ditch. Doesn't look like he headed to the promise. Go over to Luke. Go over to Luke 22. Go over to Luke 22. I want you to go over to Luke 22 for me. And we're going to be at verse 31. But I want you to kind of get this in your heart. Get this in your spirit before we take you to the next place. This is a song called Overcomer. I want you to realize that you are an overcomer.
Y'all help me put your hands together. Come on. Freedom.
Can you hear the sound of freedom?
We're free because the curse of sin has been broken. And Jesus Christ has set us free.
We have the victory. He gave us victory.
And because of that, you can lift up your voice.
I'm
more than a conqueror.
More than a conqueror.
Come on, you say,
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 I'm an overcomer.
that to know that we are overcomers. Whatever you're going through, whatever's happening right now, you are an overcomer. And I'm getting ready to show you that. I wanted to play that song first because I want to show you that Peter was an overcomer even when he didn't know. In Luke 22, verse 31, the Lord says to Peter, he says, Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. Now, I don't know about y'all. That couldn't have been an easy thing to hear. It's not like saying, you know, Bubba over there on 4th Street is looking for you, man. No, he says, Satan has asked for you. It's not like he said, you know, I don't know about y'all growing up, but we grew up, you know, you hear somebody looking for you because they want to beat you up. No, he says Satan has asked for you. He wants to sift you as wheat. If you've never seen wheat sifted, it's a painful thing. You know, it's a brutal thing to imagine that picture in your mind. But then the Lord goes on in verse 32 and he says, but I prayed for you. Now, right off the bat, my first response is, that's all? That's all you're going to do is pray for me? You know, you the Son of God. You God Almighty. He says, but I prayed for you. Not I'm going to stop being, not I'm going to take care of it for you, Peter. But I've prayed for you that your faith fail not. That your faith should not fail. See, sometimes God has to allow some things to come to us, to prepare us, to make us stronger. Stronger in faith, stronger in our love of him, stronger in our belief in ourselves. Yes. So he has to allow some things to build us up, to build up our prayer life, to build up our praise life, to build up our character, to build up our integrity, to build up our knowledge and trust of who he is in us. Yeah, that's right, in us. So he said, I pray for you that your faith should fail not. The only thing he said, all he cared about at that point was, Peter, don't give up. I put something in you, and here's the point that I wanted to get to. First off, understand that when he said you, he said, but I prayed for you, you is plural in this sense, signifying that others would also experience testing, not just Peter, but others. That's the me, that's you. That others would experience testing or training or the molding of their character and the strengthening of their faith. But then notice, and then he says, I pray that your faith fail not. But right here is a powerful point of assurance that, and it's the point that I really want you to understand. He goes on and he says this to Peter. After he tells him that your faith should not fail, he says, and when you have returned to me. Notice he didn't say if, he said when. He said, and when you come to yourself, when you realize, Peter, that I haven't left you, when you realize, Peter, that my promise is still on you, my call is still on you, you're going to go through a hard time. Peter, once he denied Christ, guilt was going to come up on me. Condemnation was going to come up on me. He was going to feel the ridicule and the sting of denying Christ. So many things took place after that. He says, but when you come to yourself, when you realize, when you come back to me, when you, and I love that he said when, because that meant Christ knew he was going to rebound. He knew he could make it through this. He knew that he had the strength to endure and to grow. He has that same knowledge of you. He has that same faith in you. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're pressing through, whatever you're struggling through, you can make it. You can do it. You can grow. You can achieve. You can get to that place of maturity that Christ is taking you to, that he's taking me to. I'm not one of those preachers that acts like everything's gravy. No, there's some things that have happened in my life, in this walk with God, where I flat out said, Lord, I don't know if I can make this. I don't know if I can make it through this. And most times, he didn't fix it. He didn't take me out of it, but he strengthened me in the process of it. Somebody would come along and give an encouraging word, not even knowing what I was going through, or he would do something that allowed just a little break in the moment, because he was maturing me to get to the places that he would have for me to go, to do the things that he had for me to do. And he has this same faith in you. So he says, when you have returned to me, strengthen your brothers. In other words, I know you're going to return. I know you're going to make it through this, Peter. The devil's going to disaster sift you like wheat, and it's going to be hard. It's going to be painful. But, Peter, I'm telling you, you can make it. So you need to put your own name in there and tell yourself, I can make it through this. I can learn and grow in what God is trying to mold me, shape me, teach me, if I'm willing to change. Now, that's the other part now. We have to be willing to change. We have to be willing to let go of some things. We have to be willing to change our attitude, our hearts, our minds, our desires, our thoughts. We have to be willing. It may have been something you've been doing may not even be wrong. It may have been fine for you 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years ago. But that don't mean it's good for you now. That doesn't mean that it's good for you to have that same mindset, that same attitude now, because he's trying to take you in a different place. You know, as a married man, there were some things I did single that weren't wrong, but that don't mean they're good for me now as a married man. There were some ways that I thought that were fine back then. Not sin, not wrong. They were fine. But as a married man, they're not good for me. Now, I can't think those same ways. I can't have that same type of attitude. We have to be willing to grow. We have to be willing to change. We have to be willing to let God mold us. And he says, when you come back, that means he knew, Peter, I know you're going to make it. And I'm telling you, you can make it through. Real quick, he says, and when you have returned, strengthen your brethren. Encourage somebody else. Everything that you go through eventually is to help somebody else. So many things in my life are, yes, as a minister, as a preacher, to help other folk and to do the things God has for me, but even in my own life with my wife. Things I go through, things that God molds in me, changes in me, are to also make her life better, to help her. My children, though they're grown now, the things that I've gone through, the things that God has matured me through, hopefully I can help them so that they don't have to go through these same things. This is my job. This is my task, to walk in this promise that God has. I have to be willing to change. My God, do you realize that Peter could never have become the powerful person he was if he had not learned what his weaknesses were? If he had not learned the things that God was showing him, he never could have became the Peter he became. Had he not learned these lessons? Had he not gone through these instructions? My God, if we would only grab a hold of that truth. It was through Peter's time of faithlessness. It was through Peter's time of denial. It was through Peter's time that Christ was making him all that he should be. You know how many times I hear Christians beating themselves up because they're struggling with their faith at a moment, or maybe they're not praying like they used to because some things have happened that kind of rocked their world. But the thing I always listen for is, but have they given up? And 9 times out of 10, they haven't given up because they're feeling bad. I'm not praying like I used to. They're feeling bad. Well, that just shows me that your heart is still after God. If there's one thing I would love to be able to really get Christians to understand is quit beating yourself up so much. God's not looking at you like that. That's why he told Peter, he said, when you have come to yourself, I know you're going to make it through this, Peter. This is just something you got to go through. And there's great purpose in this. So it's through his faithlessness. It's through his time of denial that Christ was yet molding him and shaking and shaping him. My God. I hope everybody's catching that, because I had to catch it myself. I love it when Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But realize this, he did not mean that he was to do all things and then rely on Christ to find strength. It meant that whatever he was doing, that he could, that if he was doing what Christ had for him to do, he could rely on Christ supplying strength. See, this was something that Christ allowed to come to Peter. So he would allow, so he would supply all the strength Peter needed to make it through. My God, it's a wonderful day. It's a wonderful day in the Lord. It's a wonderful day. And we give God praise for it. Wonderful day. I thank God for what he is showing. Real quick, I want to share one more thing with you about this. Because about delay is not denial. I just really want to get this in because I've talked to a few people this week. And they're going through some things. There's a young lady I know, a wonderful young lady who is battling a personal issue. And I got a text from her this morning. They simply said, pray for me. And God blessed me to say some things back to her. And I'm watching her fight through some things that she's trying to change. I know another person who made a declaration. Christ, I'm done trying it my way. I'm going to try it your way now. And since they made that declaration, some things have kind of unleashed on them. But yet, they're hanging in there because they know they're going to make it through. They're going to make it through. They're being molded. Your promise is not denied. It's delayed for a time of preparation. It's delayed while God prepares you to walk in it. That's a wonderful thing about the love of God. Delay is but the wonderful and all-loving restraint of your Heavenly Father. My God, delay is not denial, it's not even withholding. It is the opportunity for God to work out your problems and accomplish the desires that he is giving you, that he has for you, in the most wonderful way possible for you. We simply have to learn to trust him. We have to remember that God, Christ is our maker. That Christ, our maker, is also servant. Jesus said, I came to serve, not to be served. Do you realize that Christ is always serving you? As much as we serve him, as we desire to serve him, he is always serving us. And he is quick to fulfill. It pleases God to fulfill his purposes for us. You who are parents, I love my son and my daughter tremendously and couldn't always do the things that they wanted, had to do what was best for them. And I, both of my children will tell you, man, I used to hate my daddy. They hate me now, love me later. Because as they grew, they began to see some of the things that I and their mother were teaching them, were doing, was for their good. We weren't withholding anything from them. They weren't ready for it. As they became more ready, it's like a driver's license. A driver's license isn't a right, it's a privilege, but you have to grow to the place of maturity to handle that. And that's how God handles us. That's how Christ does us. Here's a song that I really want you to hear, and it's called All Things Are Working for Your Good. All things are working. I want you to hear this. I want you to Think about your situations. Think about what you're going through. Think about what you're fighting through. Think about the stances you've made. Think about the promises God has given you, but they seem like they're so far away. And realize all things are working. Somebody's looking for a job. Somebody's trying to break addiction. Somebody's just trying to stop trying to do everything on their own and leave it to God. Somebody has a promise that seems years in the making and different struggles, but realize all things are working.
Say, Lord, I love you more, and let it be enough to know. He said, stay.
things, all things are working in Christ's plan. One of the lines in that song said, your ways are so beyond me. If we could only really come to that truth of knowing his ways are so beyond our ways and begin to grow in our trust in him. And I say grow because it is a growth process. There was a sign I saw one day and it said, oh Lord, thy ocean is so vast or so great and my boat is so small. But yet, he controls the waves and the oceans. He knows every square inch. He knows the very depths of the ocean. And yet, my boat is so small. But in the smallness of my boat, great is the Lord God in me. Really quickly, I would encourage you to read on your own when you have a moment. John chapter 17, verse 20 through 26. It's a prayer that Jesus prayed for all believers. He was praying for those in that day when he was praying for disciples, but then he prayed for all believers. That means that some 2,000 odd years ago, Jesus said a prayer that included Foster. See, I'm just crazy where I put my name in things like that. I'm not going to read it all, just a couple verses, but it's in John 17, verse 20. It says, I do not pray for these alone. He was talking about the disciples, those that were there at that time. He said, but I also pray for those who will believe in me through their word. In other words, I do not pray for these alone, but I also pray for Foster, who will believe in me through their word. That they all may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you. That they also may be one in us. That Foster would be one with me. My God, how powerful is that to put your name there? If you look over and you go ahead and read it on your own, because I've got about 8-9 more minutes. So, but read John 17, verses 20 through 26, and see yourself. See that Jesus prayed for you back then. And that was his assurance that you can make it. And that you will get to the promise. In John 14, take this truth with you. He says, oh my God, if you love me, keep my commandments. John 14, 15, 16, and 17. And I will pray the Father and he will give you another helper. Another meaning one just like me. One beside. I will give you another helper. That means he will help you, empower you with all the help that you need, that he may abide with you forever. For the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, but it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him. For he dwells with you, check this out, and will be in you. Oh, beloved, know that the power of the Spirit of God dwells in you. You need to lay hands on yourself and say, Lord, I thank you that you are welcome in this place. The power of the Spirit of God dwells in you. Be encouraged this week to know delayed is not denied. It is simply a time of growth and maturity on your way to the promise. On your way to being molded and shaped to walk in a fruitful life, to walk in fruitfulness on your job, in fruitfulness with your children, in fruitfulness in your marriage, in fruitfulness in your dreams and visions and desires that God has placed in your heart. But in that fruitfulness comes preparation and maturity, comes change. One day I'm going to teach on something that God gave my team and I about the four characteristics of what it takes to be a leader and to achieve. Every person that ever achieved in God's word, he had four main characteristics. One, they were people of passion. They were passionate about everything in life, everything. I try to teach my kids, be passionate about everything you do. Two, they were willing to change in the word. You have to be willing to change in your situations, change in your homes, in your life, change within yourself. You can't be the same person you always were because things are different in life. things are different in your relationships. Three, they had to not settle for the status quo. One of the things I hate most is when people say, well, that's the way we've always done it. Okay, well, do something new. To keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result is just ludicrous. Quit settling for the status quo. My God, I give God glory. Before we go, in Romans 8:28 it says, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. God knows you. God loves you. God bless you. I thank you. I love you. Heavenly Father, bless these, your people, Father, to realize that delayed is not denied. I thank you that you've already given them the strength that they need to achieve and to overcome. I thank you that all things are working together for their good and for my good. I bless your name, Father. I thank you. May they be encouraged throughout this week to say, I can make it through. I can overcome this. I am being molded and shaped and grown by the hand of God that I may be able to handle the promise and the purpose that he has for me. As we get ready to close, or as I'm closing, we're going to play this song and we're going to close on this song. So I'm going to say goodbye now. I will and will be anxious to be with you again next Wednesday. This is called Lord, I Give You My Heart. Give the Lord your heart. Give the Lord your heart. Say, Lord, help me stop fighting against you, but to flow with you. I give you my heart, Lord, that I can flow with you. I love you. I thank you. Please send us your prayer request at expectantfaith.org. Tell your friends, tell your people about this radio broadcast. Go out and get the book, Everyday Faith, Faith for the Daily Walk of Life. It will change your faith. It will strengthen you and encourage you. God bless you. God love you. God keep you. Lord, I give you my heart. Even when you fall, don't beat yourself up. Don't allow the enemy to put condemnation upon you. But realize, okay, God, I give you my heart. Help me get back up. Help me finish the race and the path that you have for me. Help me endure the training. Gird me up. And I'm here to tell you the Lord will gird you up. God love you. God bless you. I thank you. Have a very, very blessed and wonderful week. Again, delay is not denied. You're simply walking through a period of maturity and molding to accomplish the promises and the purposes that God has for you. Please encourage someone to tune in, share this program with others, that they would be able to be blessed. Amen. We'll see you next Wednesday, 11 a.m. Thank you.